New York City's Chinatown is a popular attraction for tourists from around the world. One local park there is home to a melting pot of Americans from all different cultures and races. The people here come from all over the world. They are united in their love for soccer, a sport that is extremely popular throughout the world, but is still searching for broader appeal in the United States. Riyata Habu is from Japan and is a regular player at the park.
This is, I think, a universal place. Many people from different countries. Without the language, we can communicate by playing soccer. So that's what I like.
New York City is a very diverse city with a population that is 30% Hispanic, 26% African American, and 10% Asian. Many are new immigrants to the U.S., and their shared passion for soccer helps them overcome language barriers. This game is being played in the East Village, near the Hudson River. Many of the players are of Eastern European descent. Mikhail Ilyev is originally from Bulgaria.
It's like a melting pot. Interestingly enough, it is. Much more than American football, for instance, or baseball, because that tends to be sort of one kind of person, one kind of ethnicity. For soccer, you get all. You get the Latin Americans, the Central Americans, the Europeans, some Americans, a lot of Asians, a lot of Africans. It's a nice mix.
Adam Spengler is a soccer enthusiast who writes an online journal, known as a blog, about soccer. His website follows the current developments in U.S. soccer.
I think the most interesting thing I've discovered is really the growth of American soccer and just how diverse everything is. I mean, diversity is always going to be a big thing when you come back to American soccer just because you have all the immigrants coming into the States and whatnot. But I think that's been the most amazing thing, is just to see how really there's no borders or no walls between soccer and people. It really brings a lot of people together.
Spengler says soccer crosses the barriers among different immigrant communities because it is fairly easy to start a game.
It's a simpler game. It's easier to play soccer. When it comes down to all you need is a ball and some space, whereas baseball and football and other sports, you need a lot more equipment to play those sports, and soccer you really don't. So I think soccer, by luck almost, has the ability to bring more people together to play at one time.
The diversity seen in soccer games played in the parks of New York City can also be found on the U.S. national team, which, like the makeup of America, is a melting pot of various ethnicities and national origins. For writer Ade Astuti, Jim Bertel, VOA News.